What's up and welcome to the podcast Under 10 Fitness, the podcast all about health and fitness under 10 minutes. Yeah, pretty self-explanatory right there. My name is Drew Smith. I'm your host. I'm a personal trainer, competitive powerlifter, and guess who's back?
It's Michael. What's up, everybody? I was on vacation and I'm back now. Let's go. Let's do this.
How was your vacation?
It was amazing, but now it's back to the real world, back to training clients, back to getting people in shape. Excellent stuff.
All right. Where'd you go on vacation?
That's my secret.
Was it like a staycation?
It was a staycation.
Okay, there you go.
You take a break from life every now and then. It feels good.
Uh-huh. I do it every night. In the closet. I go sit in the closet. All right, Mike. Well, good to have you back. Let's jump into today's.
I missed the podcast. I'm not going to lie. I missed it.
I bet.
I was a little teary. I was like, I missed this podcast.
Right. Yeah, you missed just talking.
Yeah.
You do a lot of talking.
I like to flap my lips. Shocking, you know?
Yeah. So are you pumped up today?
Yeah. I had a bunch of clients today.
Have you had any energy drinks today?
I did not have my energy drink, but I'm not going to lie. I had one like yesterday.
All right. See?
I had one.
Yeah. What do you think about it?
I think they're delicious. I think they're awesome. And if you're in a pinch, you can have one. But guess what? They're terrible for you.
Yeah, they are pretty bad for you.
Really, really bad. I use them if I'm in a pinch and I just like... I'm crashing like really hard after like a double, you know, and I have to go into work and I just need something to get me going. And I know like a cup of coffee is not going to do it. I take the sacrifice and I take the hit. I'll have a 5-hour energy, actually.
5-hour energy is, they're all about the same.
They all are. Niacin, caffeine, B vitamins.
Yeah, taurine. That good stuff.
And taurine.
So did you know that the supplement, and that's what we're talking about today, if it isn't apparent.
Yeah.
We're talking about energy drinks.
We were just talking about my diet and stuff. So Mike, what would you eat last night?
Yeah. So last year, the energy drink sector made $10.7 billion.
Ooh, that's ridiculous.
And 2014, they've already made $12.2 billion, and who knows what they'll make by the end of the year. And then projected... for 2015, they're looking to make $3.4 billion.
Wow, I'm pretty sure we said it before, but like the supplement industry is like the highest, like one of the highest grossing industries.
Yeah.
And this is obviously a big part of it.
Energy drinks. People are busier than they've ever been, and to fuel themselves, it's energy drinks.
It's funny because it's like we're not though. I think we've been the same amount of busy. It's just in our heads now, and with like things like social media and stuff like that, we think we're busier or we're trying to act busier.
Right, because if you add in checking our Facebook, updating our Twitters, and making sure that we're on top of that stuff, posting pictures on Instagram, then we're absolutely more busy.
So I don't know where it stems from. I mean, we could be busier. I mean, that would be an interesting...
I think so, because you can't... Like, people have jobs and they work from home. Like, because we're so connected, you're always connected to your job. You're always going to be working.
That's true. I mean, you have like 3 or 4 jobs. I've got like 2 jobs.
Yeah.
Like, it's, yeah.
And parents are working. Now, growing up, my mom didn't work.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I mean, she had a part-time job.
Yeah.
But now I know everybody's working, mom, dad.
Yeah.
So back to energy drinks. Most of the energy drinks are sold, where would you guess?
I guess I got to say 7-Eleven, gas station, right?
Yep. Yeah. So 59% of energy drinks are purchased from convenience stores.
They have a huge selection. Have you been in, you know, and just gone and... I mean, there's like 3 or 4 doors dedicated just to energy drinks now.
Exactly. Yeah. And it's Florida ceiling.
Yeah. Florida ceiling.
It's just tons of energy drinks.
I thought you were trying to say Florida, and I was like, what's going on with Florida? That's what I was hearing.
Ceiling to floor. There's a ton of options there, and Monster... you know Monster, right?
Yeah, I hate that one, actually.
You don't like it?
Yeah.
So Monster is a publicly traded company. So you can buy stock in Monster.
I should have known that.
Now, Red Bull is a private company, so you can't buy stock in that. So how much would you guess the price of Monster energy drink is per share?
Oh, man. Okay. Let's see. Can you give me like a range? Is it more than 20 a share?
Well, that's not the point.
Okay, I'm going to guess like 35 a share. Here we go, 35. That's my number.
It's double that.
No way, it's 70 a share.
Yeah, 69.45 is what it closed on Friday. And Monster Energy Drink owns a couple of other stuff too. So you've heard of Hansen's Natural Soda?
Oh, yeah.
It's like sweetened with all natural sugar,
like the
raw
stevia
sugar
or whatever.
Well, they also own Blue Sky, which is stevia,
gotcha,
sweetened soda pop as well. And then they own Peace Tea and another energy drink that I've never heard of. It's like Works.
Because it works.
Yeah. Huh. So with an X. It's
Monster's getting huge.
And they have they started in 1996. Well, they at least went public in 1996. Yeah. And they started selling shares at like 7 cents a share.
If only we would have known that energy drinks were going to be crazy, crazy
in
96.
Huge. And it stayed pretty low until the past 5 years. And then they just started, boom, explosion. And there's just tons of stock in it, so people are and they made more money now than ever. So
crazy,
people are just,
it's crazy. And I actually think that's like the worst one. I always hated Monster the most.
Is it because it's like toolish? It's got like the scratches, and it's like Monster.
It's exactly right. And you see like the guys with it on the back of their car. Sorry if anybody's listening. If you have that decal, it's a little lame. Like I'm a monster.
Yeah, I'm gonna scratch you off.
Like you got something. A decal from like an energy drink and put it on your truck. I don't know what it is. It's just like a little tooly to me.
And now if you have that decal on your car and it came like that, then you're just too lazy to take it off. I'll give you a break on that.
Yeah. If anybody has any hate email, you know where to send it. Just label it Michael, I'm not a tool.
So here's how it ranks. Number one selling looks like to be Red Bull.
Yeah. Shocking. Yeah.
And Rockstar's up there.
Mm-hmm.
NOS.
That's the one I like. That's the one I like. Yeah.
Then AMP. And that's the Mountain Dew one.
Yeah.
And it's a lot. That's a lot of money.
I know. It's ridiculous.
And so let's talk about the caffeine. Actually, the caffeine in these energy drinks isn't as high as coffee.
Oh, that's right. I remember like reading the back of the labels, and I was actually quite... Unless you're getting Spike. I know Spike is the one that has like 2,000 like crazy milligrams. It's like 20,000 actually. It's
20,000 milligrams?
It is crazy high for like
You'll
a
die.
Spike. Yeah, you will die. I mean,
that's right. We'll have to double check that.
Honestly, it's really ridiculously high.
All right. So caffeine by amount, number one on the list is 5-Hour Energy.
Mm-hmm.
Then there's Body Glove Surge. Never heard of that
Never heard of that one.
Then there's Monster. Then there's Spike.
Oh.
So Spike made it on the list there. So
Oops,
Monster's
looks like
got a
someone
more.
Was lying.
Well, it's not like you're an energy drink aficionado or anything.
It's a really rare occasion usually.
And then there's Red Bull, which it's a couple down on the list, and then lowest on the list is just Mountain Dew Game Fuel.
I love the names. The names is what gets me. It's like you working hard, let you drink a drink.
Those video games crushing your energy levels.
They probably are.
Drink some Mountain Dew. Destroy the competition. Sponsored by what's one of those Xbox games that everybody's playing?
Like Halo.
Halo or
Call of Duty. There
yeah.
you go.
Call Sponsored by Hall Call of Duty. Never fall asleep again.
We're such gamers, like you can tell.
I would play them if they were around and available.
Yeah, sure.
So energy drinks, I think they're good in moderation.
Yeah, good in a pinch. I like to have an energy drink when at our powerlifting competitions. It gives you that nice, like, oh man, I'm amped up, like I'm ready to go. Especially if you haven't had any for so long, you get not used to having them.
Yeah,
and it feels pretty good. Like you go in there super super confident. It's almost like cheating, but it's not.
Yeah, and they taste pretty good for the most part.
Oh, they taste delicious for the most part. Yeah.
So they got tons of sugar in them, so they're tasty.
Yeah,
but the takeaway here is moderation.
Mm-hmm.
Don't have them every day.
Yeah. Ooh, good Lord. And the people that are addicted to them that have like 3, 4, 7 a day. I saw some documentary about that and it was like, you need to cut. That's bad.
Way bad for your body.
Yeah, hugely bad.
And it's just like anything else. It's like drinking a soda pop.
Yeah.
That's just super high energy. Mm-hmm. So just like every other sugary snack and treat and fast food, you just got to be careful and watch how much you eat of it.
Definitely.
Yeah. So, all right, Mike. Well, let's head to the convenience store and get us some tasty energy
drinks. Let's get some
No
Explodes, bro.
All right. Let's get out of here. All right. And thanks again for tuning in. This is Under 10 Fitness. If you want to connect with us, go to facebook.com/Under 10 Fitness. And as always, folks, remember,
stay motivated.